Yesterday at this time, we discussed a very disturbing, I guess, very disturbing case of a guy who likes to be an adult baby. He's not the only one. There's a lot of people in this world who are adults, but they have this, I guess it's a fetish. To some, it's sexualized, and to others, it isn't. But they like to be treated like babies, and they're grown men who wear diapers, and they like to play with Legos and sit in pack and plays, and they sleep in a crib and drink their orange juice, and they have, in the case of the guy yesterday, he has some old big-breasted 70-year-old woman who reads him bedtime stories at night.
Yeah, right, right.
And we even had anonymous P1 listener, Philip, who's the drummer for the old 97s, email me and say that that these guys, that somehow he's discovered that these men have adult diaper parties where the guys go around patting each other's full diapers to see if they need changing.
How does he know about that?
What?
He's anonymous. He does not reveal how he knows this. Anyway, it short-circuited David Faraday yesterday, so that's worth something, right?
That's hard to do.
Well, I think I found one that's even stranger. That would have driven Colonel Dunham into an even earlier grave had he heard about it. Edward Smith is profiled in London's Telegraph newspaper. Edward Smith lives with his current girlfriend, who is a white Volkswagen Beetle named Vanilla. Edward says he is not sick and has no desire to change his ways. He says, maybe I'm a little bit off the wall, but when I see movies like Herbie and Knight Rider, where cars become lovable, huggable characters, it's just wonderful. I'm a romantic. I write poetry about cars. I sing to them and talk to them just like a girlfriend. I know what's in my heart, and I have no desire to change. He says he's not sick, he doesn't want to hurt anyone, but cars are his sexual preference. And he has had sex with over 1,000 cars.
Stick it up your tailpipe!
Yeah, I guess it brings new meaning to that, doesn't it?
He's 57 years of age now, but he first
had sex with a car
when he was 15. And he has never been attracted to women or men.
My question is, where is the entry?
I'm sorry?
Huh?
The intake?
Where does he... What's his target?
The intake man of old? I don't exactly know, Craig, and I really don't want to find out.
See, I bet you do.
He's had sex with over 1,000 cars. I haven't strung together that many women.
Think about what you just said. He's had sex with over 1,000 cars.
People who have sex with cars.
Why do we have that as a drop?
That drop
I don't know. I was looking for something else entirely, and I saw that, and I was like, oh my
gosh.
George
DeJohn has done a segment on this?
Yeah, you ever thought about it?
Edward Smith says that his most intense grexual experience was making love to a helicopter.
That's not a car.
From the 1980s TV hit Airwolf.
That was a horrible show.
Now, as well as Vanilla, who is his girlfriend, who's a Volkswagen Beetle.
Does she stay indoors with him? Or does she stay out on the driveway? How does he work that?
I don't know.
They sleep together?
In a bed? He regularly spends time with his other vehicles, too. A 1973 Opel GT named Cinnamon. A 1993 Ford Ranger Splash named Ginger. And before Vanilla, he had a 5-year relationship with Victoria, who was a 1969 VW Beetle.
So he's like a polygamist. It's like Big Love. He's got multiple...
Car girlfriends
right now. Or... Does he marry any of them, or...
So if he ties, like, a scarf around his neck really tightly while he's doing this, that's autoerotic asphyxiation.
From the Northeast!
Would Colonel Dunham understand this?
No. You know what, though? I would rather present this to him than...
If you had to present one of the
Diaper
stories?
Boy yesterday.
You jackwagon!
And how would that work? I mean, he would just be sitting in his office and... Nervous younger George would have to walk in to report this? I mean, why would you have to report this to him?
Only because you made me, I guess.
I've retroactively made you do it a long time ago.
Yeah.
This guy lives in Washington State. And he kept secret about his fetish for many years, but now he's coming out as a mecophilia, a person who's into mecophilia. So he's a mecophiliac. And in this show that's being shown on the BBC right now, he is, you can see him meeting with other car enthusiasts at a rally in California where all these people get together who like to
make love to cars.
So there are enough of them that we have a name for it.
Yeah. Quote, I just loved cute cars right from the beginning, but over the years it got stronger once I got into my teenage years and I was
getting my first urges.
He says there are moments way out in the middle of nowhere when I see a little car parked and I swear it needs loving. Says there have been certain cars that attracted me, and I would wait until nighttime, creep up to them, and just hug and kiss them. Sounds like he's having a hard time getting that girl started. I've had that problem.
You know, whenever I picture these guys, I always picture you.
Whoa, wait a second. That's a foul. What's wrong with you? Roger emails and asks, does this show up on the Carfax report if a car has been assaulted in this way?
How would you explain that to a customer?
I don't know.
Does he prefer...
Now, I have known girls... Well, I don't want to get into the details on that.
Does this guy...
But I've known girls who preferred manual transmissions.
Whatever.
Does this guy prefer hatchbacks for easy rear entry?
Whoa.
Into the car where you can, you know...
All right, yeah.
You can put your groceries or you can...
Uh-huh.
All right.
You know? A lot of advantages
to
the hatchback.
I get this email from a P1 chick. She says she saw a Discovery show about these guys who do this with cars. Says it was so creepy, he would ruin the front part of the car and then lovingly wash it.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Just, I report, you decide. That's how I'm just like Fox News.
Lovingly means you just take great care with it. You very gently washed it.
Right. You want some other news, or do you want to stick
There's
with this?
Be something
Was that
else.
News?
Yes, this is news. It's news to me. Somebody got a hold of Katy Perry's 45-page concert rider.
45-page?
Yeah.
Man.
She lists the style of table that must be in her dressing room, how the dressing room should be decorated, specifies the kind of chairs. Has to have a footstool. The wall colorings of her dressing room must be cream or soft pink.
Wow.
Floral arrangements, white and purple hydrangeas, pink and white roses. And if those flowers are not available, she will settle for a selection of seasonal white flowers to include white orchids. But Her writer says, absolutely no carnations. Mm.
Do you think the venue ever writes back to her, we'll do this when you start committing to your moves?
When you they dance? Should, yeah. Hey, if you're going to half-ass your dance moves like this and show a lack of confidence because you're trying to act sexy even though you don't really feel it. And that's her biggest problem. She also has a lot of requirements for her driver when she has a driver, which I guess she does all the time, right? 22 points on how the driver should behave, including no talking to her, her guest, her fans. No, this says no looking at her. I don't know about that. Or asking for autographs. All right, here's my controversial stance. She's got a point there.
With what, the bus driver?
Just the driver of whatever car she's in.
Oh, okay.
Because I would think that if you're like, I don't know, President Obama, Katy Perry, who's else someone who's real important?
Those are the top two.
Okay.
You don't want the conversation.
Well, you just finished with the show or whatever, and you're trying to get back, and you just are trying to shut down or sleep, and you got to hear this guy's life story, and you got to sign a whole bunch of stuff for him, and you got to, hey, we call and leave an outgoing voicemail message on my cell phone, and hey, we call my friend. Friend's a huge fan and everything. The friend gets on the phone. Who's this? That's Katy Perry. Oh, yeah, we were just making fun of your music the other day. Oh, I know it's not for everyone and everything. Okay, you know, and you just got to constantly go through that all the time. Isn't it reasonable if you're hiring someone to do a job that you can have a code of conduct for them?
Sure.
Or is it because of the natural power imbalance in that situation? You've got to make sure that you bend over backwards to make sure that driver feels like he's talked to.
No, I'm going to join you in that controversial stand.
It's very controversial.
If you're somebody high-profile status, then yeah, you should...
We read this about celebrities, and our natural reaction is to jump all over them. You know, wow, I can't even talk to you. Well, what did you think even want to talk to you? And all that kind of stuff. But...
You know, I don't have a problem with that. I've got a problem with the first part. The walls of the dressing room.
Oh, the writers. Yeah.
One
ridiculous.
Or two colors and all.
I'm with you on that.
There has to be a certain kind of table in there. I think that's insane.
You're making $500,000 for playing here tonight. Just, we'll make it nice. Don't worry about what kind of flowers we have.
If she wanted something particular on stage, okay, I understand that. That's her office, but this is just her get-ready place.
Although, is it wrong to require some minimum standards in the dressing room?
As long as you don't go overboard. I mean, yeah, okay, I need a chair. I need something to eat.
What do they say? Hey, I need a couch.
Do you really need a couch? Maybe she wants to sleep. Okay, I'll give her that.
Okay.
But as far as repainting the dressing room for her?
No. Don't you have a tour bus? Sleep on that.
Yeah.
And try to learn some moves while you're on it.
Maybe we need to... Why are you taking that and running with it?
I don't know. I just think it's
you,
funny.
For some reason, took that Carolina rigged worm, and you're about halfway. You're in the middle of the lake with that thing now. You've taken out so much line. Good Lord.
I think it's funny.
Yeah, maybe we need to get, speaking of our anonymous source, Philip, from the old 97s, maybe we need to talk writers with some of our musician friends who are in the upper echelons of music and see what their thought about it is. Because I think it's real easy for someone to think it's all crazy, but once you start hearing beaten down stories of the places, here's your dressing room, I don't have any room to put my chair. There's a mop bucket in here and all the cleaning supplies. And
tough.
What do you think? You're some big rock star. Oh, I'm going to have a chair.
They never react like that.
There you go. Another Kona.